Well, you are all aware that there has been an industrial action by nurses in this country, and we had 5,974 nurses who withdrew their services, and the strike ended on the 22nd of April. But also, just to remind you that the number of nurses that are in the public health sector is 16,974. So essentially, it means a third of the nurses were on industrial action. And I'm pleased to say that services to our institutions has largely returned to normal. And we've utilized nurses who did not participate in the industrial action. And they've been beefed up by the recruitment of qualified nurses who were not employed, our unemployed nurses. And also the retirees, those aged between 55 years, who go for early retirement, and 70 years. But also what we did was to make sure that during that time, all official leave was cancelled and they were recalled to duty to beef up everybody. And I must add that the majority of nurses who were dismissed have since reapplied for re-engagement, and government has permitted them to resume duty pending final approval from the employer. And you know the employer is the Health Services Board. So as we carry out these recruitment processes, the ministry has allocated specific quotas per institution of new registered general nurses. So each institution, we have said, this is the amount or this number of nurses that you can recruit so that we are able to distribute throughout the country. Otherwise, you find nurses going into one institution and overwhelming that institution. So institutions are directed to recruit to the maximum allocated figure. We have enough trained or qualified nurses who are unemployed and who will fill these allocated quotas. It is very, very regrettable and very unfortunate that the nurse fraternity chose to down tools when government was seriously addressing the issues that nurses and other health professional categories had raised in terms of allowances and relativities. It's important to know that was the part of the major complaint. Outside the issues that we all know, that we really need to improve the infrastructure in our hospitals, which we are all alert to, and the government is very seized with that. But the issue here was allowances and also relativities. Some people were earning much more than should have earned, or much less than what they should have earned. And government is urgently looking into the outstanding cross-cutting issues and cross-cutting challenges, and with a view to resolve them as soon as possible. But I think we want to thank those nurses and other health professionals who continued to provide their services over this very, very difficult period. And we wish to thank very sincerely members of the public, you know, who were very patient, very, very patient during this period, in spite of the paucity of services. So the update really is just to say the issue of industrial action for nurses so far is closed. The nurses are largely back at work, and we welcome them. We're happy with that ourselves. And any other action, subsequent action, will be such action to just strengthen our systems and to give us better service to our people. And I think what is more important is whatever happens, the center is always the patient. And this is what I think, as a nation, we should try to address all the time. So this is the short update, and I'm so pleased that you came to take that for us.